Oh.
Yeah.
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 Hey, boy. Come on, let's go to the place. You put your hand or your mark? So where's plus my heart? Where's that at, right? All right, here we go.
Pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Its words will I hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior redeeming his saints. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, the life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, you done a good job, Barry. Let me give him back to him. I'll take him up around the camera. Well, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
I want to make welcome our visitors tonight.
Amen.
All right. So, I guess I need to read the prayer list. Alan, how do you say your name again? Your last name again?
Duggar.
Duggar.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to say Digger.
Yeah, well, I'll put Digger.
Drake keeps correcting me. Some Duggar.
Yes, sir.
All right. Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Love. Oh, let's do pray for Carol.
Yes.
Carol, as far as we know, is in the hospital.
Yeah.
And when he leaves, he's probably going to end up going into a nursing home.
Yeah.
All right. Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jody Schrantz, Gladys Keegan, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, the Taggett family, Rusty Hale, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Brother Allen back here, Doug.
Yes, sir.
Darryl, we get it. All right, Dallas Key, Saul, remember Saul? Rose is not here tonight. She went with Saul to Charlotte. He's got an appointment for 8 o'clock in the morning to take care of that business that he was taking care of. Sammy, Carol Lyman, Brenda Nations, Sue Carswell, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhardt, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, the Shelby family, Leslie Fornell, Patsy Finley, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stillwell, Mike, Lane, Missy Morgan, Allie, Amy Claude, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigman, Kim Sigman, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Cindy and Rachel Hale, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Brandy was telling me this morning that they should be getting full visiting rights with Kenna without anybody with them. So pray for her for that.
Yes.
Miss Evans, how's Barbara?
So Glenn told this morning she's supposed to be coming home. See, I can't remember what day he said. I want to say this week, but she'll need a bunch of looking after. And Lori, Barbara's daughter, is coming up from Wilmington to take care of her for a few days, but then she's got to go back. See, Gary's her stepdad. Her biological dad is also having health problems, so she's going to have to be running back and forth from here to Wilmington, but I think different ones of them are going to try to take turns taking care of Miss Barbara, because you know, Gary's not really able to do it all himself, or I don't know, even much of it, because you know, Gary's not very healthy either. But yeah, so bottom line, improving, so we're really praise the Lord for that. Just having trouble with her. I think she's got a bag of some kind, and they're still having to work on keeping that clean, and I guess teaching them how to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Sheila Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Lohman, Sherry's dad's sister and son, Barry Brown, Scotty, Jeremy Daniel, Jeff, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Lou Annie family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Pothead, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Love, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buck. See, the thing ain't be added or took away from the list. Okay. Anybody got anything on their heart tonight?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me and letting me have my grades up.
Amen. It's always good to have good grades.
Amen.
Stillwell had something, and they didn't know whether it was a stroke or a tumor or what in his brain. And what they had to do is they did an MRI, I know, some months ago, and they were going to have to wait to do another MRI and see if it grew, then probably it was a tumor. If it stayed the same or shrank some, then they were going to assume it was a stroke. Well, he had his appointment tomorrow to be a week ago. It was gone.
It was gone. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
So, of course, they're really excited about that. He's got an appointment with his neurologist, I think, tomorrow or whatever. And they're going to keep him on seizure medicine at least for a while to try to make sure everything stays okay. But he's able to drive again and stuff, where he wasn't able to drive. And he was having to get rides from, you know, over there at Advent all the way to Maiden. You know, Maiden couldn't take him. He was having to get a buddy at work to ride him around. So we praise the Lord for that. And there's some folks that go over at Holly Grove that their son and daughter just found out that their little baby that they're going to have is a girl. That's the Stormy Mosteller family, so remember them. And there's been an announcement of another pregnancy at our church. The pastor and his wife are now expecting another little one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So pray for Preacher Stony and Miss Stephanie that the Lord and work in that.
He's going to grow that church one way or the other.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Frank and Merle's done, so it's all good with us younger folks. But there are several that are sick, too. Dale got COVID, and Miss Terry, now she's sick, too. Brother Travis just had to have a skin cancer, took off his face. And little Lucy, she did good with her surgery, and health-wise, you know, she's doing real good. She was in church this morning, and she was up in the choir just babbling and singing along with everybody. But evidently the surgery, the way Christina said it, was kind of evidently a little bit traumatic to her, because now they can't hardly set her down. The only way they can get her to sleep is to hold her. So that's, you know, it's hard on their contagion. So just pray that God help little Lucy kind of get mentally straightened back out after all that, because as far as I know, surgery-wise, I think they've got her taken care of. But she was looking real good this morning, so we praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Anyone else?
Okay.
If not, I'll handle it. Let's go to break.
Lord, I thank you for the day you've given us today. That this be
God, that you'd be in the service tonight. I pray that you'd bless your man as he preaches and preaches. Help us in the singing, God, that it would bring you honor and glory. God, that you would help us to worship you tonight, and then also all those that are watching on the internet. I pray that it would bring them to a place in the spirit of worship also, that God, your name would be lifted up. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're going to sing out of folders and give them
that. Folder?
Yep. Now, y'all welcome to join us if you like. I think that's saying you're okay, right?
I'll let the professionals handle it, Pastor.
You ain't going to find no professionals in here.
What one was that? The pink one or?
It's the pink one.
Okay.
Yeah, the black one ain't gonna have it in it. Page 35. You got enough books? Here's one back here somebody needs. Thank you.
get page 51.
51.
We can see it. Might need two pair of glasses to see that.
Feel the
not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. Enough for me that Jesus saves. This ends my fear and doubt. A simple soul, I came to him. He'll never cast me out. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My heart is leaning on the word, the living word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through his blood. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My great physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. For me his precious blood he shed, for me his life he gave. I need no other argument, I need no other. Enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Anybody else not for a song? Okay. It's all fellowship. Okay, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Hey. Carolyn, Is your mama's name on this list?
Yes, sir. Carolyn Lyman.
Hi.
Carolyn Lyman.
Okay. All right. I wanted to make sure.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. If you'll turn your Bibles back tonight to Genesis chapter number 7.
Okay. Number 7. Chapter 7.
Chapter 7 of Genesis.
Verse what?
1.
Hold on. Okay. I did it.
Preacher, how do you leave something for him?
Lord, we just thank you for us being here once again, Lord. We thank you for the church, Lord. We thank you for your precious body, Lord. We thank you for your spirit, your word. I just ask you to move upon the preacher and help him, Lord. Knowing and giving what you have for us, Lord, honor your word, Jesus to be glorified. Amen.
You may be seated. Now, we started out this morning in the book of Luke and Matthew. And where it says that before the coming of Christ, that the days were going to be like the day of Noah.
Yep.
And we come back here in the book of Genesis and started in chapter 6 of that. And, you know, we found that God saw that the weakness of the man and how great the wickedness was upon the earth. And that God, because of this wickedness, wanted to destroy mankind and all the animals and the creepy things upon the earth.
Yep.
But we also found in chapter 6 that Noah found grace.
Amen.
He found grace in the eyes of God.
Yes.
And, you know, we kind of look at that wickedness that we've seen and read about in chapter 6, the violence, the wickedness, the evilness, just the thoughts of man, how evil. And we compared it to what we see today. We are seeing that wickedness.
Amen. Yeah.
It might not be as extreme yet as it was then.
Yeah.
But it's headed that way. It's like I said this morning. Today is more wickeder than yesterday.
Yeah.
And tomorrow will be even more wickeder than today. It's going to get worse and worse every day. The Bible says that, you know, that a man's heart will wax colder and colder.
Yep.
Each and every day. And then we found here after, you know, God said he had found grace in, that Noah found grace in God's eyes. That we see the instructions that God gave Noah to build the ark. And that ark is built for a place of refuge for Noah and his family and those animals that are going to be rescued.
Yeah.
Yes.
And folks, I brought out to your heart this morning. When Jesus went to that cross, he made a place of refuge.
Amen.
For us today.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just like Noah in that storm. In that ark. He was in a place of safety. And I pointed out that ark didn't have a steering wheel. It didn't have a rudder. Uh-huh. It is controlled completely by God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our refuge is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Son of God.
Amen.
Man, that is something to think about tonight, church.
Amen.
That being in that safe place. And we read there how, you know, in chapter 6, God gives instructions to Noah, two of every animal. In chapter 6. But now, when we go into 7, we're going to find that the instructions continue.
Yeah.
Those animals that are in chapter 6, their main purpose is to repopulate their species in this world.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what they're for. Just like the 8 souls that is aboard that ship. Noah and his wife, his three sons and their wives.
Yeah.
Their purpose is to repopulate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. In verse 1 of chapter 7, the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. Now he has found righteousness. Here he's reconfirming.
Yeah.
He's telling them, you come in, I see righteousness in your generation. All right. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by what?
Seven. Yeah.
A male and his female and a beast that are not clean by two, by male and female. Of fowls also of the air by seven, male and female, to keep seed alive upon the earth. All right. These animals are meant for replenishing.
Yeah.
All right. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from the face of the earth. Now, look here. In 7 days,
yeah,
I will cause it to do what? Rain.
Yeah.
Folks, these people don't know what rain is. It has never rained before. If you read in Genesis, during the creation, the water that cleanses the earth it comes from a grain. It comes up.
Yeah.
All right. And Noah did according to all the Lord commanded him. Again, we find here that Noah is doing what God instructed him to do.
Yes.
And folks, in the day that we need that we live, we need to make sure that we are following in our lives what God wants us to do.
Yeah.
You know, what God wants me to do in my life ain't the same as what He wants you to do in your life. We're all chosen vessels. We're members of a body. You know, all of us can't be hands, and all of us can't be feet, and all of us can't be a head.
Yeah.
Within a church like this one, there needs to be different people for different things. You know, you take Sister Rosa, for example. That woman loves to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is what God has put her here to do.
Yeah, amen.
To sing.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful thing.
Hey.
That God uses her in that way.
Yeah.
I mean, if we really all look and see, there is things in this church that God has sent us here to do.
Yeah.
To make this family, this body.
Hey.
Amen. And you know, we need to make sure, as Christians, as members of this body, that we're doing what God has us to do.
Hey.
Amen?
Yeah.
To be jointly fit together, united, together for the purpose of serving the Lord.
Amen.
Not ourselves. But come here to serve the Lord. To, you know, honor Him, to praise Him, to do the things, the work that He needs done.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. All right. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of the waters come upon the earth. All right. He was 600 years old.
Yeah.
And Noah went in, he and his sons, and his wives, his wife, excuse me, one.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
All right. And his sons' wives, each one of them having one,
yeah,
with him, unto the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts and the beasts that are not clean and the fowls of the earth and every thing that creepeth upon the earth, even the little spiders.
Yeah.
The little cockroaches that we so desperately like to squish.
Yeah.
You know? All right. Then went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood was upon the earth. And on the sixth, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were, what? Open.
Yeah.
And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the same day entered Noah and Shem, Ham, and Japheth, his sons, and Noah, Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons, with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and all the creepy things upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, and every bird of every sort. And they went into Noah into the ark, two and two, all flesh went in, is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female, all flesh, as God commanded him. And the Lord shut him in.
Amen.
Now, question is, all right, that ark had that big door on the side. There's just one door. Who shut the door? God shut the door.
Yeah.
At that moment, they were secure.
Yes.
They were in, and no one else could get in.
Yeah.
Amen.
The door is still open, people.
Hey.
In our time that we live, that door is still open.
Amen.
Yeah.
We that are in here and the ones that are watching, you're saved. You're in. You're in that ark.
Yeah.
The ark of Jesus.
Amen.
But the door ain't shut. The door is still open.
Amen.
Yeah.
For you to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. To get to that place of safety.
Yeah.
To be secured. You say, Richard, are you scared of death? No, I'm not scared of death. Do I want to die? Not right now. I mean, there's still things that I want to do for the Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I still believe there's still messages he wants me to preach. There's still songs he wants me to sing. There's people out there that I want to, you know, witness to.
Yeah.
But am I afraid to die? No, because I know that I am secure.
Yeah.
I know that I'm sealed.
Yeah.
I know if I drop dead right here in this flesh right now, then I'm going to be in the presence of God.
Yes,
because, you know, Paul plainly tells us to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
So why should I fear dying?
Yeah.
Now, like I said, I don't mind going now, but I would rather like to stay and do a little bit more work for the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I done got excited and lost my place. Where did I leave off at?
17.
Okay. But he shut him in. You know what that means for these people? the people that did not take the opportunity to get on that ark,
yeah,
it's too late.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you something, folks. There's going to come a point when it's too late.
Yes.
And yeah, for most people, it's going to be that day that that old body lays down.
Yeah.
If you had, I mean, that myth of somebody freeing you out of purgatory, however you say that word.
Purgatory?
Yeah. You know, that's a myth.
Yeah.
What's a myth?
A myth is something that is
made up.
Yeah.
Purgatory?
Not that. The word myth.
Oh. Purgatory is a myth?
Yes.
Yes.
Why? I wonder what it means.
We'll discuss it later, though.
Okay. All right, other words. All right, now, church. Once that door is shut, and that door being shut is this, is when Jesus, also when he comes back to get the church, that shuts the door. But, you know, death can shut the door as well. There's,
amen.
Yes.
You know, and there's also that thing that you just tell God no so many times that he just quits sending the Holy Ghost back to, you know, to talk to you.
Yep.
There is a point of being too late.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, I'd like to think in my mind that as long as a man's got a word, he's got a chance. But most that ain't guaranteed.
Right, right.
It's not guaranteed.
Amen.
But this boat, sorry, that door was shut. God shut the door. He closed it. Noah didn't close the door.
Amen.
There was no rope tied to that ramp
right
before that door shut.
Right.
God shut that door and he sealed it.
Yes.
Amen.
All them souls and those lives, is all that breath of life that's on that ark, it was in safety.
Amen.
Just like today, church, the ones of us who are saved, glory to God, we're in safety.
Amen.
I don't have to worry about meeting that rich man in hell.
Right.
I'll never hear him ask me for a drink of water.
Right. Amen.
Because I'll not be there.
Amen.
I know where I'm going to be when I lay this old body down. I've got that in surety.
Amen.
You say, preacher, how can you believe? Because I've got the Holy Ghost of God inside of me.
Amen.
That is ensuring me that my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
When that book is pulled, when it's pulled out up yonder, there is not, my name's not going to be not there.
Right.
It is there.
Amen.
It is there. I know it's there.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you know, and so many people in the world, they're like, how can you know this? By faith.
Amen.
I know Jesus died on that cross for me. I know it as well as if I was there. I wasn't there.
Right.
But I'll tell you one thing. I might not have been there, but I was on his heart when he was hanging there on that cross.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was on his heart, glory to God, when he went there to that mercy seat, sir, before his Father, with his blood, and sprinkled that blood there for an atonement for my sins.
Yes.
Hey, I was on his mind.
Hey.
Amen.
I was in his heart. He did it for me.
Hey.
Amen.
The door might be shut for these people, but I'm going to tell you something. For the people of this world today, that door is still open.
Amen.
There is still an opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and buried up the ark, and it was left upward, lifted up above the earth. and the waters prevailed and were increased greatly unto the earth. And the ark went up upon the face of the waters. In other words, it was lifted up. It's afloat.
Yeah.
God's in control of it.
Amen.
And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. And all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail until the mountains were covered.
Yeah.
And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both the fowl of the cattle, the beasts, and every creeping thing that was upon the earth, and every man. And all the nostrils was the bread of life of all that was in the dry land died. Everybody drowned.
Yeah.
The cattle, the fowls. You think about it, a bird can only fly for so long without landing.
Yeah. Right.
And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and creepy things, and the fowl of the heavens, and they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were in with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth and 150 days. 40 days of rain. It took 150 days for it to exceed.
Yeah.
Folks, God's wrath is going to be poured out upon this earth at one day.
Yes, amen. Yeah.
Can't hide.
Amen.
You can't hide. There's no place to go hide.
Right.
No.
There's no place to run to. I pray. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your one and only Savior, that today will be the day that you do.
Amen.
Accept him. You say, preacher, how can I? And let that Holy Ghost of God is within your heart. It's pushing at your heart. It's telling you that you're lost.
Yeah.
You listen to it. He'll show you the way.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
He is a good and gracious God.
Amen.
He's a wonderful God.
Amen.
He's a merciful God. And you say, merciful? Look what he just did. That's merciful.
Amen.
Hey.
There's so many people out there today that's mocking God. They're denying him. They're using his name in vain.
Yeah.
But God can save them too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Amen.
Hey.
You look what kind of man Saul was.
Mm-hmm.
Saul Tarsus. He actually stood up and lifted his voice against Christians.
Yeah.
And had him killed.
Yeah.
And imprisoned. What happened to Saul? On the road to Damascus, God struck him down.
Yep. Yeah.
And that day, not only was Saul Tarsus, not only did he come a great Christian,
yeah,
but he also become a great preacher.
Yeah.
Yes.
all in the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God changed his name to who?
Paul. Yeah.
Our New Testament is written by a man that one time was one of the most wickedest men that ever walked the earth.
Yeah.
And by God's grace, he was saved.
Hey.
And I think it my puny, sinful life that I had is nothing really to compare to, because, you know, even though I was a sinner, I didn't go out and, you know, beat up Christians and kill them. But, you know, I'm still a sinner. You know,
right.
I'm not trying to say that I was more perfect as a sinner, less perfect, or whatever you want to call it, than Saul. I'm just saying that if God can save a man like Saul, he can save anybody. How? You simply ask him to forgive you your sins.
Hey.
Believe that his son died for you.
Amen.
Have done his church. The day that I got saved, did I have the faith that I got today? No.
Amen.
I didn't. It took years of being saved and reading and studying and, you know, depending. I'm going to tell you something. As a Christian, you know what's made me the strongest as a Christian than anything else? Is during those times when I didn't have nobody else to turn to, I turned to him.
Yeah.
And he didn't let me down.
Amen.
That faith that he gave me to go on.
Amen.
In times of trouble. In times of need, despair. Knowing. I mean, sometimes, you know, now going through things, and I look back and I'm like, God took me through this over here.
Yeah.
And it was a whole lot worse than what I'm going through now.
Yeah.
If he could took me through that, why can't he take me through this over here?
Yeah.
Amen.
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 He can and he will. Trust him. Come to him. I can't ask you to come up and play just as I am.
Okay.
Sure, it's like, that's me. I'm certain that there's others. But you know, there might be somebody that's watching on one of these two cameras that might need this moment. But there might be someone in here that might need this moment. You're watching, and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your one and only Savior. Folks, I can't pray for God to forgive you your sins. That's something you got to do on your own. That's a personal thing between you and God. Now's the time of coming back and ask the Lord to save you. Preacher friend of mine, Joel Cook. He was coming down off Jonas Ridge off 181. He was listening to something on the radio, and the Holy Ghost of God convicted his heart. He pulled that truck over on the side of 181, got down to the floorboard of that truck, and the Lord saved him. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to become a child of God.
Amen.
And I pray there's somebody out there watching. Today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Any of y'all tonight got anything on your heart, a loved one that you want to come and pray for? It's always up. You know, maybe there's somebody special in your life that's lost. Maybe there's somebody special in your life that is sick. And you want to come to this altar and pray for them. Maybe there's something in your life you need help with. And you just want to come and ask the Lord to help you. It's up. Gracious Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we pray for someone out there tonight that's lost. God, I don't know why you laid it on my heart to do this. But I pray there's someone out there that's watching, or someone that's close by that needs you. Lord, I just pray, God, that you'd answer their prayers tonight. Rather than be praying for themselves, folks, there's many, Lord, there's many, many folks in my life that are lost. And they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Lord, I just pray, God, for those ones that you some way show them that you're the way, you're the life. I pray, God, that you would save them. God, there's many out there tonight that's sick. We pray for Sister Debbie. God, she's been through a lot. Sister Geraldine. Pray for Kenny. That you help them. And I would pray, Lord, for like Christy. That you continue. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for her. But we pray, God, that you continue to touch her. And God, I pray for each and every person that's in here tonight, that you build their faith each and every day. You make them stronger Christians, bolder to be able to stand up into this world and say, look, I believe in Jesus and I love him and I'm not ashamed of him. I will hold him up no matter what. Lord, I just pray, God, that you touch each and every heart and bless each and every one that's here. In Jesus' name we do only pray. Amen. Does anybody got anything on their heart before they want to leave?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me.
Hey. Amen. Folks, if you're saved, that's one thing you need to do, is thank him for it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, one of the greatest gifts that he ever gave us. It's a gift of salvation.
Amen.
Okay. No one else. You're at liberty.
You gonna say goodbye? about everybody before you get to the door? Bye, everyone.
Bye.
See ya. We'll see y'all Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Alan, it was great having you with us, and I want you to come back.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Have a good week.
Uh-huh, we will.
Hey, I'll take care.
I'm not really tired.
Bye, little one.
Are we done?
Yeah.